This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Ticket to Ride, the show that takes you places while you remain firmly in your seat on BFM 89.9. I'm your host, Azura Rahman, and this week's traveller, race car driver Daniel Woodruff, tries out racing cows in Padang, Indonesia. Stay tuned till the end of the show, where we then take you through some tips and deals for you to plan your next holiday. Right around this time of the year, as Muslims all over the world are preparing for the celebration of Eid, the West Sumatran Padang community in Indonesia is also gearing for another reason to rejoice, the annual Pacu Jawi Festival. Pacu Jawi, or literally translated as cow race, finds its origins in the Minangkabau farmers who would celebrate the end of harvest with the animals that served them so well in the paddy fields. It is high-speed, breaknecking stuff, all set in the contrastingly serene fields of Padang. Our traveller this week, motorcar racing driver Daniel Woodruff, got a first-hand taste of living in the fast lane, Padang style.
I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. And it was a big surprise. You know, it was me as a race car driver being thrown in the deep end to traditional kinds of racing found in Southeast Asia. All I knew was that I had to race something against someone and try my best to win. Going into it, you know, I didn't really think much of it. I was like, oh, this sounds really cool. I can tell all my friends that I was racing bulls. Then I got there and I was a bit more terrified.
The exact origins of Pacu Jawi is a fact consigned to history, but what's generally agreed upon is that it has been in place for hundreds of years, enjoyed by the rice planting community of the Tanah Datar district in Padang, as a form of entertainment for the whole family. The preliminary races are held before planting season, before culminating in the main race post-harvest, in an event accompanied by a carnival-like atmosphere with music, people hawking food, and even a bull parade. As for the actual race itself, Daniel gives his take on how it works.
You get here and you have these two bulls side by side. They have humps above their necks, and what they actually make are these bamboo kind of ovals that go over each of these humps, and you wedge yourself in between the two cows and you hold on to these wooden kind of sticks, the wooden frame made of bamboo. And then when you're ready to race, they egg the bulls on and they sprint and you hold on for dear life. They gave me the baby cows, which are still very, very big compared to me. I'm a very, very skinny guy. Standing by one of these things, it was very, very daunting and intimidating.
Having the honour and opportunity to train as a Pacu Jawi jockey also gave Daniel the insider view as to how the Padang farmers regard their animals.
These cows are the prized possessions of these farmers, right? And they're very, very expensive. For example, my coach's champion cow, he was offered up to $5,000 for that one cow, purely because it was able to show that it could win a race. And for somebody in Padang, a farmer, that is a huge amount of money. And he turned down the offer. So to these people, the welfare of these cows were first and foremost. Being involved in a sport with them, a lot of them, you know, look at them as friends. Every day at the end of filming, we would actually walk the cows down to a nearby river, a very, very nice 5 to 10 minute scenic walk through the beautiful paddy fields. We go to a river and then we'd make like makeshift sponges and brushes with leaves and sticks. And we'd wash down the cows, get rid of all the mud, you know, massage them, cool them down in the nice cool river water. And we would say thank you to the cows and all that kind of stuff. So they really, really did care after their animals. And it was nice to see and nice to be a part of that.
Riding on a sled in the mud, dragged by two cows while using their tails as reins, may sound like a suicide mission, but it is the danger involved that makes Pacu Jawi so thrilling. It was a steep learning curve for race car driver Daniel, who found his racing machines rather unsettling.
We got to the farm in the morning. The cows are out there just grazing, having a good time, you know, eating. I think that the first day familiarizing myself with the actual type of racing is to meet my racing machine. So, you know, I got to meet and interact with the cows. One was called Jarom, that's needle in Malay, because its horns were very, very short and spiky, like a needle. And the second one was called Layla. With these guys, I think, especially with animals, it's all about kind of like asserting your dominance. You know, if you're comfortable around them, they'll be comfortable around you. I think right from the get-go, I was very, very terrified. they got that and they kind of took advantage of it. So every time I'd walk by them, they kind of, you know, like snuff at me and make really loud noises. One of the first things we had to do was actually walk them from the farm to the paddy field. So coach was like, why don't you walk them? They're your cows now. And that didn't go too well. You know, they were kind of like, who's this guy making me walk over here? I'm going to stop. I'm going to stand still on this road because I don't want you to walk me.
Whether you are there as a competitor or a spectator, one thing you need to get comfortable with when in the vicinity of paddy fields is mud. His Malay roots in Perlis meant that Daniel was well acquainted with the creepy crawlies that lurk in the paddy fields, but thankfully for him, the mud in Padang was a bit more refined.
I fell down loads. I've never been covered in so much mud and dung in my life. In a weird sense, it's quite nice because it's like very, very thick layer of mud. There's hardly any stones or anything sharp in it because, you know, they plow it so frequently. You know, it was muddy and muddy. You know, we had salt and lighters ready on set to burn those leeches off. But no, it was a very, very clean paddy field. It was just this nice thick layer of mud. You try and ride the cows, you fall off, you fall down, and it's very, very soft. So the paddy fields that we had were very muddy, but there was always a consistent amount of water on top. So the wooden frames that we held onto, which were called bilas, as the cows accelerated, they actually were able to kind of float and skid across the surface.
If it all sounds rather dangerous, well, it's perhaps because it is. Despite being called a race, the competitors are not purely judged on speed, but also their racing lines, as the cows tend to veer off course. At the end of the day, they are primarily ploughing machines, and a jockey who rides on a sled wedged between two cows may find himself in grave danger should their minds wander off track.
Well, I never really went out to ask if somebody died. There was actually one scenario where you could get really hurt. They actually told me that if I was to fall off, I'd have to lean back and make sure I fell backwards. Because if I fell forwards and actually got caught into one of the wooden rigs, obviously the cows don't stop, you don't really have control over them. You could get dragged headfirst through the muddy paddy field. And that could be really, really dangerous, but fortunately for me, I always fell off at the beginning and fell on my bum. Obviously, the cows are going forward, so even if you did fall, they wouldn't trample over you because you'd be well behind them by that point. It was mostly just getting stuck and caught between the wooden frame and the mud and their kicking legs.
It wasn't all just cows and mud for our Pacu Jawi racing traveller. Downtime in Padang can only mean one thing, nasi padang. Whilst the cuisine of Padang with its rendangs and curries may be familiar to Malaysian palates, eating nasi padang in situ naturally bears its own distinction. Sit down in any nasi padang restaurant there and you'll immediately be served with a dozen dishes that range from fried chicken to beef dendeng, vegetables and sambals. If it may seem too much, rest assured that you'll only be charged with what you consume. Daniel takes the experience one step further by enjoying this local delicacy right by the paddy fields.
You can really tell the difference with the rice. I can't really describe it another way apart from it being really, really tasty. And, you know, the food itself, the kind of sauces and the spices it was cooked with, there's a lot of TLC going into it. After, you know, in between filming and all the breaks, we would all gather around, all these villagers, my entire crew. We'd sit in a huge circle on the grass and we'd have nasi padang, which, you know, if you visit Padang or anywhere in Indonesia, try and get your hands on that because it's awesome. And you get rice that is made in the paddy field that you're next to. So it's really, really fresh, amazing taste. They had some really good coffee as well. Yeah, it was a win-win. Good people, good food, can't complain.
Three days in and Daniel was ready for his first Pacu Jawi race.
On race day, they threw in a competitor in the mix, so he had his own two cows. He had his own special Pacu Jawi uniform to show that he was a professional jockey. I was wearing like a pair of Nike shorts and it was barefoot. My team was wearing that, but hey, this guy had his own professional like Padang Pacu Jawi outfit, which is pretty cool. But yeah, come race day, it's like a drag race. So you're both on one end of the paddy field, each with your two cows ready to go. And when the marshal says go, your cows go. The first one to reach the end of the paddy field without falling down wins. In my case, I just fall. But with these guys, they very elegantly are able to kind of dismount. When they run through the paddy field, they hold on to the tails. You know, they're standing up. When they reach the end of the paddy field, they just jump off. They kind of keep jogging to keep the momentum going, and then they stop. The animals literally just keep going until they find like a tree or something, and they go and chill out there to hide away from the sun and chew on some grass. Yeah.
Most casual visitors to Parang rarely venture beyond city limits, or at best, treat it as a transit hub to the coast. However, ignoring the green farmlands that give the city its name would be a shame.
To go to a place like Parang and to see the paddy fields on that scale, this literally was paddy fields until the end of the horizon, and it was stunning. So at the end of filming, we drive back to our homestay and we'd see the sun setting across these beautiful green paddy fields, you know, the light glinting in the water. Honestly, it looked fake, looked like I photoshopped myself into a couple photos. It was just stunning. They've got Padang City, which is a bit more built up, a bit more metropolitan. Around that area, you have markets, you have sort of stores and shops, and where I was, we were in a homestay, which was, I mean, fairly modern. We had Wi-Fi, all that kind of stuff. It was like a normal house that you'd find in the city, but with that Padang hospitality thrown in.
The annual Pacu Jawi race in Padang is slowly gaining world recognition, thanks to its adrenaline-raising action and the sheer hilarity of grown men racing cows in mud. This spectacle has become a favourite for photographers all over the world, hoping to capture an award-winning photograph. And who knows, one day this race may become as popular as the Bull Runs of Spain. Our traveller reflects on his car racing days and his time in the paddy fields of Padang.
Being a racer, I'm very, very competitive, and I want to give it another shot to be a bit more competitive this time and probably not have so many locals laugh at me. But as a sport itself, I know that they do have, you know, annual events that are very, very big. You know, I wouldn't even think about turning down an opportunity to watch it again. Seeing how entertaining my race was, I can only imagine what the professionals are like. Definitely go back. And it's a beautiful place. Even if you don't go for the Pacu Jawi stuff, the food and the scenery is always there, and it's never a disappointment.
And that was Daniel Woodruff with his time racing cows for Pacu Jawi in Padang, Indonesia. Catch more of his high-speed antics on his show Go Fast or Go Home on Go ASEAN Astro Channel 737. Don't forget to log on to our Facebook page on Ticket to Ride BFM 89.9 or follow us on Instagram on BFM Radio for a more visual guide of his trip. After the break, we'll be going through some tips and deals for your next holiday. But before that, here's Lengkong Langit by Dialogue Dini Hari on Ticket to Ride BFM 89.9. It's Ticket to Ride and I'm Azura Rahman with your travel tip. The Pacu Jawi race calendar varies from year to year, hence it's best to check with the website pacujawi.com, which is in Bahasa Indonesia, to get an idea of when the preliminary and main races take place. On race day itself, wear light, comfortable clothing and footwear that you don't mind getting soiled, as there'll be plenty of mud around. Bear in mind that this is a primarily Muslim community, so it's best to skip the skimpy clothes. Apart from that, locals are very much welcoming to those who want to get a glimpse of this uniquely Minang sport. Don't worry about packing your lunch, as you'll be fed well in local delicacies with the many food stalls at hand. And even better, you're even allowed to come up close to the racing cows as you literally walk around the paddock. And now we have Adeline Chung with her best travel deals for you.
For the first deal of the week, we take you on a photo tour of Pacu Jawi, also known as Cow Race. It is a cultural event held in Batu Sangka, Tanahdata, in West Sumatra Province, Indonesia. Now, Pacu Jawi is held at a muddy rice field and is usually carried out according to the harvest season. Now, their tours are scheduled on 16th to the 23rd of July, 13th August, 3rd, 10th and 24th of September, as well as on the 1st and the 8th of October. Now, the highlights of this tour include exploring the valley and water for photo hunting and Pacu Jawi hunting in Batu Sangka. To find out more about this deal, you can log on to www.travel-sumatra.com. The second deal of the week will give you a chance to experience the West Sumatran ambience for 3 days, 2 nights. You've got 3 choices to decide what tours you would like to do, ranging from discovering Sumatran traditional hand weaving and wood carving, old traditional Minangkabau houses, as well as traditional handmade silver. Now, for this tour, highlights include Minangjiao Lake or Minangkabau Tour, Padang and Bukit Tinggi Tour, as well as Harau Valley Tour. To find out more about this deal, you can log on to www.lightandeasy.co.id. That's LITENEASY.CO.ID. For our final deal of the week, this tour will allow you to stay up to 4 days, 3 nights in Padang and Bukit Tinggi, where you'll be able to visit the most famous tourism highlights in West Sumatra. Now, the package highlights include exploring the Anai Valley Waterfall, Pacu Jawi Race Arena, Pandai Sikik Village, Sianok Canyon, Pangaruyung Palace, Minangjiao Lake, as well as Harau Valley. You can also witness a Minangkabau traditional dance performance as well. Now, to find out more, you can log on to www.lightandeasy.co.id.
That's our show for this week. If you'd like to get more details on our guest trip, or if you have any suggestions yourself, log on to Facebook and like the Ticket to Ride BFM 89.9 page, or follow us on Instagram on BFM Radio. Now here's a classic Indo song for your travel playlist. It's Dayung Sampan by Titik Sandora. This is Ticket to Ride with Azura Rahman on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.